Good morning, a Thursday morning, a wonderful, great, fantastic Thursday morning after a $1 million fun drive, including our lockbox challenge. What can you say but thank you and I love you to everyone?
You can't do more than that, David. What a group. Ray Graff is the funniest man in the world, no two ways about it. And he was terrific with me, with Ian, with everybody. He just is an extraordinary guy, and, you know, he certainly got the hero's jacket. But everybody did their job. There you were, standing there, egging us on, handling the room for us. And so many people did so many things. Our wonderful Amber Sickles, our Fun Drive director, and everybody was doing something. And at the very end, of course, nobody wanted to let it go. I mean, we were making so much money in an hour. And then at the very end, it was like the end of camp. Nobody wanted to leave.
And it's that community, you know, everybody wraps their arms around the radio station and each other, and that doesn't seem to be what's happening around the rest of the world right now.
No, and that's why, of course, you're exactly right. People are wrapping their arms around the radio station. They've always loved it, but this is just, it stands between them. It helps them understand what's going on. It's really phenomenal. We heard about the panel, David, so much during this drive, which has really made me feel good because I thought it up. I know how vain that sounds, but it really works. And Job Donahue doing his job and all the rest. It's really been a phenomenal drive, and we are incredibly grateful to everybody for everything everybody did, and they did a lot. People just came and did what they had to do. It was wonderful. And a big thank you to our friends at Tanglewood who helped so much. Think of all those tickets and what they were able to do to get us over. We are incredibly grateful to Mark Volpe and Bernadette Horgan and Taryn Lott and all the rest of them. They're great.
And a big thank you to you, Alan. And if I have to say any more, I might get emotional.
Well, it was terrific. It really just shows you what this radio station means to so many people.
And here we sit on D-Day.
Yeah, I know. I've seen all the films. I've seen all the movies. I've watched what The Greatest Generation did. And boy, it was The Greatest Generation. And when I see the rise of Nazism and totalitarianism and how that happened, and then I see in my head the pictures, the newsreels of Nuremberg and screaming Nazi partisans by the tens of thousands, and you say, whoa, am I seeing that somewhere else right now? Is Donald Trump leading us down a similar road? And I think the answer is yes. And we'll just have to see when the election comes around if he loses. And by the way, he's underwater in all the states he won in, those three or four major states. So, you know, whether he starts to yell it's rigged is really anybody's guess, but that's how it's happened in other places.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's been happening with Mexico and the tariffs and Trump now saying no deal, and we are seeing these arrests on the border surge.
Here's this guy who decided he was going to send red meat to his base, and he thought that the way to do that was to yell about the illegal immigration in the United States and the number of immigrants and the number of people who were applying for asylum. Guess what? It's much worse than it's ever been in terms of the numbers of people who want to come in. So we can only say one and one makes two. This guy has created his own hell. And now he's yelling at the Mexicans, it's your fault. No, it's Donald Trump's fault. He decided he was going to start this thing. When it appeared he couldn't make it work for himself, it just got worse and worse. No wall, no relief, more people coming than ever before. How foolish.
Well, is it foolish to go along with impeachment? Nancy Pelosi, now in somewhat of a tiff with the Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, she says she wants to see Trump in prison, not necessarily impeach him.
You know, Jerry Nadler comes from the west side of Manhattan, so I grew up when he was growing up. He's a little younger, but he's a man who knows his constituency, and his constituents want that guy gone. Now, we know that the Senate won't convict, and we know that impeachment will probably hurt the Democrats' chances of winning the Congress, especially the Senate. Nevertheless, Nancy Pelosi, who stood by her guns and who made it happen and won the House of Representatives, is adamant. Nadler wants his job. You got Mr. Steyer running around the country spending a lot of money trying to get people to impeach. It's clear to me that Congress people are coming over the line. Our own Paul Tonko, I have great respect for him, but he said it's time to start the impeachment process. If she can hold the line, Nancy Pelosi can hold the line. But you know, David, I just read something that the younger people in this country are much more for it than the older people. And that will mean, of course, that the younger people are going to prevail because there are just going to be more of them. And I suspect we're going to see an impeachment process because the Constitution demands it and because young people want it and because people are furious at Trump.
Well, China's Xi calls Putin his best friend against a backdrop of souring U.S. relations.
That's right. Look, you know, the more Trump does his thing and tries to say, you know, I'm going to outwit everybody and I'm going to outtalk everybody and I'm going to get out of this and that, the more he drives people like these two dictators together because they are not his friends. He's made it clear he has great respect for the Russian leader, Putin, leading a lot of people to scratch their heads and say, I wonder what that's all about. And we do know that that's what started the whole Mueller investigation. And now those two guys, Xi and Putin, are getting together and making a common cause against Trump. Once again, he's created his own hell.
Well, no matter what happens, the WAMC family has once again said they want the information that can let them make the decisions about their lives that they need.
You gotta love every single person who put anything in. I mean, it's so almost trite to just keep saying thank you. But believe me, we all feel thank you in our hearts.